Kathy, I'm speaking to you about the Arrow Rock Heritage Craft Festival that is coming up. What can you tell us about this event?
Well, I can tell you it's just one of our biggest and most favorite events in Arrow Rock. This will be our 46th annual Heritage Craft Festival event. It always takes a place the second weekend in October, so this year that makes it October 11th and 12th. And once again, we will be having a lineup of wonderful exhibitors in actually two areas. There's a historic area where we have people who are demonstrating crafts and skills of the mid-1800s. You have weavers, and you have the blacksmith, and you have the person who makes rope, and people who knap flint and talk about the herbs and medicines of the time. So you have a wide variety of those types of crafts. And then we also have a more contemporary craft area, and there we also look for people who are making their own craft, their own item. It may not be in the historic way. It may be painting or it may be jewelry, but it's something that they have made themselves, and that's what we really like to promote, the items that were made by individual crafters, whether in a historic way or in a modern way.
Now, Kathy, I understand that there's what you guys are trying to promote, that there's going to be historic reenactments that will be available. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have some special setups this year. We have a person who does a Civil War medical exhibit. We also have an encampment, so there'll be a group of Civil War soldiers, both probably from the Union and from the those guerrilla Confederates. They will be here also, as well as some different music and entertainment of the period throughout the day. And we will also have a presentation two times on Saturday, an African-American person who portrays Lila, the life of a slave, during this period. So there are some special activities going on, and when you get here, there'll be a stage set up both in the main part of town, also by the schoolhouse. We have sort of two ends of town here, and so there will be some events going on each day for that, too. The Missouri Cloggers have always come on Saturday, so a nice variety of music and presentations, and a lot is focused on your ability to interact personally with them, to go up and talk to them, to watch them as they demonstrate, to ask questions. It's just a wonderful time to sort of come, immerse yourself into another period, think about how life was different, and yet in so many ways how life is the same as the years and the days pass.
Wow, that just sounds so enticing, just the way that you worded that. That's just like really awesome. I love the way that you just worded that right there. Now, Kathy, I kind of want to go back to the demonstrators that you talked about earlier just for a second.
Yes.
Will visitors who attend this Heritage Craft Festival, as far as the demonstrators, like you said, with like weaving and rope mm-hmm. making and stuff like
yes.
that, will visitors actually be able to try their hand at trying to do these skills?
There are a couple of things that they can do. Certainly the rope maker, there's a line of kids usually making their jump ropes there. And at the Hand Weavers Guild in the schoolhouse, they have set up a loom where you can make work on a rag rugs. So there are a few places that you can do that. But one of the real unique features is you can certainly watch people doing crafts and talk to them about it. And this has been something that our festival has done from the very beginning. We have asked people to demonstrate their craft, not just sell an item, but help people understand how it's made and give an appreciation. Because many of us, if we're not doing a craft ourselves, we just don't understand the time, the expertise, and the commitment it takes to make something by hand. So that's one way a person can enter into understanding what goes into it. There's also an interesting bobbin lace display. They usually have a place set up for people to give a hand at that. So,
well, awesome. Now, Kathy, is there going to be any admission fees? And if so, what will the admission fees
yes.
go towards?
Right. We have a $2 admission fee. And it goes to supporting all of our activities in Arrow Rock, our continuing marketing of the program, creating our brochures. You know, Arrow Rock is a village of about 45 full-time people and 45 second-home people. That's a pretty small group of people to carry on the things that we do. And so we really need the help and the support of the visiting public. And so a very minimal $2 entrance fee. We also have instigated last year and again this year special parking arrangements. And so we ask when people come to just be to follow your instructions, the places to park, to use the shuttles. This really, by able to park our cars a little away from the village, it gives you a nicer experience when you are in the village, to not be winding your way through cars everywhere you go. Because actually, you know, Arrow Rock was built before the era of cars. As everyone knows who've tried to cross our stone gutters or find a place to park when they come. So watch for the signs and the parking areas, and that will help make a very good experience for you.
All right. That's absolutely amazing. You gave a little bit of history as far as, you know, the town of Arrow Rock itself. Now, Kathy, before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like to add about the Heritage Craft Festival, or maybe give us a brief preview of the Merchants Open House that will be in November?
Certainly. I think another thing to know about the Heritage Craft Festival is that our merchants are all open that day. The food services here in town are open, and we have some extra food vendors in town also for you. On Sunday morning at 8:45, we do a church service, and this year we'll be in the Federated Church. The old, it was the former Methodist Church building, goes back to 1849, and it's our active congregation in town. So people are welcome to come to that. I think just come, wear comfortable clothes, dress for what the weather is, and come and prepared to have just a really excellent time. And coming up in November, then, we have the Merchants Open House, getting people ready for the holiday season. And we have a wonderful selection of shops here. Not a lot of shops, but I must tell you, they find some unique things. The Arrow Rock Craft Club is a co-op of ladies who make their own items that are there. And then we have the Mercantile, and we have the Santa Fe Antique Shop. We have the Hodgepodge. So we have a couple of just very nice shops who really work hard at finding that unique one-of-a-kind item that you can enjoy while you're here. So they'll be all ready for Christmas time. There's a wonderful museum shop here at the Friends of Arrow Rock and at the State Historic Site Visitor Center. So you can pick up those historical things or books or CDs or items that you can only find here in Arrow Rock. That's what we look for.